Welcome to the Rise Podcast. This podcast is meant to uplift, motivate, and encourage listeners. I'm your host, Josh Rangel, and I hope you enjoy today's episode.
So this is something that God put in my heart, and you'll never know until you try. So I really wanted to try this out. This is something that I wanted to start to encourage people. Everybody that's stopping by to listen, welcome. I'm really happy that you are here. I just felt to start a podcast to encourage people, to encourage them and uplift them, to uplift their spirit, to remind them of their self-worth and know that they're not alone. And their battles, the battles that you're facing, you're not alone. And most importantly, that God loves you. He is real. And this podcast is going to focus on Jesus, focus on God, focus on who He is and who He is in your life and how He plays a role in all of our lives. So let's get started. Every episode, I'm basically going to just hear God, hear anything that He wants to, or any messages that He wants to get to you guys. So yeah, let's get into it. So as I was meditating and praying earlier, God wanted this first episode to be about who He is. So who Jesus is. Jesus is the Son of God. And He came to the world to save us and to reconcile us with Him, with God. He came and died for us and then was resurrected through His Holy Spirit. So we'll get into all that. And also, I wanted to focus on how Jesus, or how we can go through the same process spiritually. Dying to our old self and from our old ways. As long as we confess with our mouth and believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior and Lord of our life, and that He died for our sins and was resurrected, as long as we believe in that and accept Jesus into our heart, then we will be saved. Another important thing about Jesus is that He came not only to save us from sin and inevitable death, but to also, He came to reconcile us with the Father. Father God, and build an unbreakable bridge to our Heavenly Father. So sin wouldn't be blocking and keeping us from God and having a relationship with Him. And God also wants everybody that's listening to know, which He told me just now earlier as I was praying. He wants everyone to know that He loves us, all of us, so much that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to the world so that everyone who believes in Jesus would not perish but have eternal life. Jesus came as a living sacrifice for us, not to be worshipped, not to be famous. No, Jesus was sent by God the Father for us, for our benefit, for our saving. And that's actually in John 3:16, which is one of the most popular verses ever and most important. So Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit are all one, for whoever isn't familiar with how that works. I know it can be confusing. People probably wonder, are they all separate or what's the difference? They're all one. They all play different parts, but they're all the same being. So God has always been another thing that God wants everybody to know, and that the world tries to shield you from this truth, is that God has always been with you before you were born. He knew your name before your parents did, before they named you. And He knew what you would look like also, and your personality and everything about you, because He intentionally and purposefully designed you and created you. So those are the main key points that I wanted to emphasize, because this world, unfortunately, is run by government, media. It's influenced by all those things. And I'm no expert. I'm just a regular guy, but I have a heart for Jesus. I don't read the Bible every day. I'm far from perfect, but I love God, and I just want to share God's love with all of his children, because everyone that's listening, everyone that's not listening, you're all his children. And those main key points that I pointed out is directly from God, and he wanted to share that with you today. Whoever's listening, Jesus came to the world. He was sent by God the Father to die for our sins. He was the living sacrifice. And he came because he loves us so much that he died and was resurrected so that we can have eternal life and be reconciled with the Father. So that's why I'm not religious. I'm more of just, when people ask me, I just try to keep it short. I'm a follower of Jesus. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And that means that if you believe in him, if you confess with your mouth, and in private, you can do it in your room or wherever you're more comfortable. It doesn't have to be on a stage or in public. but as long as you confess with your mouth and confess that he's the Son of God, and he lived and died for you and was resurrected by the Holy Spirit. And we also have that same ability. Once we believe in him and choose to be dead to our old self, which is the our self of the world, which was in the physical, and we die, we spiritually die and resurrect through him by accepting him into our heart, then we are a completely new creation. We are sons and daughters of God. And that changes things. That changes everything, because now you're not defined by sin, or you're not defined by what someone tells you, or what whoever points the finger and says, oh, you're this and that because of this, this, and this, and this is what you did. All of our sins are cleansed. All of our sins are forgiven. Everything that we've ever done or have thought about doing is forgiven, because God was the sacrifice, Jesus. He was the sacrifice for us. So that's the good news that I want to really focus on this podcast, and let you know that you have nothing to worry about or nothing to stress about because of those facts. He paid for it for you. He gave you a free hall pass free pass into heaven by just believing in him and accepting him into your heart. So I know this is a lot of information, but this is the foundation of this podcast and why you're to hope and why you should keep fighting, why you should keep persevering, why you should keep hoping for the best when not everything looks so bright, especially in 2022. You know, I'm no expert. Like I said, I love God, and instead of doing a random podcast on movies, on talking about stuff, I wanted to do something for God and something for his children, everybody, to share God's love and the love he has for you. I know some people are probably thinking, hey, this sounds cliche. I've heard this before. I've heard these same messages before. And oh, Jesus, if you submit to all that, whatever. But if you just silence your world and just listen and just see if this even relates to you, then maybe this can even change your perspective, change your circumstances, your mindset, and your world. I just wanted to open this podcast with that main message, that most important foundation message. Jesus is the King of Kings, and God sent him, and he created you for a purpose. and he loves you. And I know you've heard that before, but he loves you very, very much. And although there's evil in the world, although there's bad things and unfair things that happen every day, it doesn't mean that God doesn't care. It's just sometimes, unfortunately, you know, there's things that we can't control and we can't explain. There are evil forces in the world that counter everything God is trying to accomplish. And it's up to warriors like me, warriors like my wife, warriors like every one of you that believes and stands strong and decides, you know what, I want to dig in. I want to search and seek answers about who is this Jesus? Who is God? He has all the answers you'll ever need. And even though you might not get every answer exactly how you expect, he does hold all the answers and all the keys and all the solutions to all your problems. He is the solution. So I just wanted to be bold. I know this is a lot of information. I know this is, if this is overwhelming for some of you, just bear with me, because this is the foundation to this entire podcast. This is to help anybody that's struggling with any kind of problem. If you don't have parents, if you're adopted, if you've been abused sexually, physically, mentally, emotionally, any type of abuse, this is for you. God is not, you know, just ignoring all of his children and everybody in the world. He knows exactly what's going on, and he is in control. He has always been in control, and you have a purpose. And if you're a little boy, little girl, or even a teenager or adult listening, this is for you. You know, I didn't really get, there's always something lacking in our life. We're not going to, sometimes you want the perfect father, perfect mother, or just perfect role model, but we don't get that. And we need specific things for our heart, for our feelings and needs and specific times in our life, but we don't get it. And that's the story of everybody's life. But I'm here to tell you that even though you didn't get it, God can provide you with that gap or with that void or with that hole that you need to fill. So say, for example, if you grew up for in most of your childhood without a father, he can replace that hole. He can fill that gap. Or if you went through certain addictions or problems in your life, he can fill those gaps. He can fill any gap. There's no problem or no devil or no issue or obstacle that is too big for God to handle. He is the king of the universe, and he has everything you'll ever need. I just wanted to share that with you guys. Thank you, everybody that's listening. This is all new for me. I'm just doing this by faith. And just know that you were created for a purpose, a beautiful, wonderful purpose that God created before you were even here. And he hears you and he sees you. So if you're on your way to work, whatever you're doing right now, just know that you're blessed and that you're loved. So I bless you. I love you. Thank you for listening in. And if any of you have any requests on what you would want or what you'd like me to talk about or cover, I'd be happy to. So go ahead and follow my Rise Instagram page. And you could definitely submit your request there. So have a good day, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope this encouraged someone today. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Rise Podcast. Make sure to follow the Rise Instagram page at risepodcast_1111 for more inspiring faith-based content. Have a great day and be blessed.